長すぎる旅路から君がしたい季節。それはかつてこの地に影を落とした悪を打ち取るし勇者との。
Hello and thanks for listening to JoJo's Bizarre Podcast. Hey. My name is Mark. That voice you heard is Miles.
Hi.
What's up?
Hi.
Oh, no.
Miles took way too long to think of the word what's up. And then Jackie joined in too early.
Yeah, because I'm Miles.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, the tables have turned.
The more people we add, the more... This is a podcast. Like, Jackie and I are in the same room. I don't know if everyone knows that. So it's very easy for me to tell who interrupts me on purpose. And it is also Miles, even though he's remote. This is a podcast about JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, the TV anime that has started and stopped several times since 2012. And while we are all caught up on JoJo, we're watching other anime for various reasons we'll get into. Well, the main one being there's no more JoJo.
yeah, that seems to be the big one.
But we're not just throwing darts at a dartboard and choosing random anime. We're not only watching anime because it makes... you know, the number one best lists of any given year. No. There's reasons. And this week we're going to talk about Frieren Beyond Journey's End. I think that's the English title anyway. Because in Japanese, it is Sōsō no Frieren, which basically means Funeral Frieren.
Funeral? Oh.
Sōsō is a specific term that means like the march of the coffin or ashes to the sea. So it's like she's the one who is mourning people. It is like even though I see how that's hard to translate, it's a way more compelling title to me personally than Beyond Journey's End. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
I like Beyond Journey's End. What happens when the adventure is over?
Yeah.
It was also the synopsis I read. It was like, okay, so one journey ended and she's starting another one. Like, who cares? Mm. I was like, why not just say this new adventure features some people who have experience? You know, I really did not read a good synopsis. but before we get into Frieren and all that jazz, we need to first tell you about our Patreon. If you decide you don't hate the show already, you can go to patreon.com/JJBpod and support the show for as little as $1 a month. $1 a month gets you into the Kingdom of Heaven, gets you access to the Patreon feed. So whenever we put stuff up there, like audio that is deleted from the main podcast feed, that is where you'll see it. I've been thinking about, but I'm scared to promise, doing a series where I read and keep up with JoJo Lands, the current manga series that is JoJo. And who knows what else we'll put up there. But mostly you're just helping us out. We also have a tier where it's $3 a month and it's the exact same thing, but we thank you out loud so you know we're not mad at you. We're going to do that in just a minute. Because we also have, it really shouldn't be a monthly thing, but if you do 1 month at $15, we will do a podcast episode about an anime of your choosing. And we make no promises about finishing the anime or anything like that. We will just watch 3 episodes and talk about it.
Of your choosing, but the default is the first 3. But you can also tell us to watch like 3, 12, and 72 or whatever.
Yeah. And I think that we've had mixed success with that format when people jump around.
Yeah.
It works best with like, you know, anthological type of shows, or I don't know. It kind of worked on Blood Blockade Battlefront, I think. I think we jumped around for that one. Anyway, that's patreon.com/JJBpod, where you can see the occasional bit of extra content and where you can make us watch stuff. That tier is called Boss Us Around, and we mean it. All right, let's say thank you.
Should we play audio of our baby saying thank you?
I can sneak it in, yeah. And a thank you from our baby.
Yeah,
So thank you, Gen X Anime Dad.
And Chad.
Colin.
Clit Rocket.
Shun.
Hentai Homie.
I Love Jojo Uwu.
Daniel.
Dalton.
Soliloquy Jackalope.
Kasun.
Lord Zendar.
Drumbo.
Katie.
Bloof.
Aura Y.
Kenny.
Mirror Man.
The Stand User, formerly known as Austin.
Tim.
Martin.
Aquosus.
Don't pretend this is the first time you've seen that. Christian.
And Chad.
Somebody named Chad?
Somebody yeah. named Chad.
Someone actually named Chad.
Thanks, everybody.
For, short for Chadward?
Chadbert.
Chadford.
Chadathan.
Chadley.
Ooh, Chadley, I like that one.
Thank you. I thought of it myself. All right. Making a nice streamlined run into the beginning of this. So this show, Free Ren Beyond Journey's End, just finished like a week ago.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, because it ran from the fall, quote unquote, 2023 season, and that usually ends in early next year.
We're so current.
We're on the bleeding edge. Well, almost. It's not still going. We've watched shows that are still going once. This is based on a manga by Kanehito Yamada, which started as a manga in April 2020, and I think it's fair to call that a COVID manga. I think if you start post March 2020, you're a COVID thing.
Yeah, it started like right after, I guess. Well, I don't know. In Japan, COVID probably started earlier.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe.
That 19 and COVID-19.
Yes, it's true. But they also didn't admit that they had COVID for a while. Their
Japan?
Prime minister and stuff. They were like, it's fine. Everything's fine. We got the Olympics.
Oh, the next FIFA World Cup is going to be in New York, apparently. Well, in MetLife in New Jersey.
Man.
That's right. You're goddamn right, Jackie.
We're staying the fuck away from that. Are you trying to go, Miles?
Final is going to be played there. That's going to be a hard ticket to get, but I would love to see one or two games if there's more than one in MetLife.
What year is that going to be?
2026.
Oh, wow.
The future.
We got to start saving. Yeah, and the manga is still going, by the way. Almost 4 years strong. And the anime was done by Madhouse. Madhouse famously did all of the Satoshi Kon movies and Paranoia Agent. So, you know, they know what they're doing.
They sure do.
This is the number one highest rated anime on myanimelist.net.
Oh, really?
It was the number one most viewed show of its season, despite there
That's
being
great.
Spy Family 2 and a bunch of other sequels to popular animes. Most people went onto that website and were like, I saw this, I liked it.
It was really good.
For voice connections, Frieren is voiced by Atsumi Tanezaki, who was Emporio in Stone Ocean, and is Anya in Spy Family. So she is rolling in the Dolan. You know what I mean?
Yeah, voice actors make tons of money.
We have no idea.
Actually, yeah, I have no idea.
Aizen the Dwarf is played by Yoji Ueda, who was Speedwagon way back in season one of JoJo TV. And Himmel the Hero is voiced by Nobuhiko Okamoto, who played the hothead asshole ice guy, Gyacho, from part 5 of JoJo.
I remember him. He was really nuts.
Nobuhiko also played my father as I grew up. He was the voice of my real-life dad in my life. My dad was dubbed for a lot of my upbringing, and I don't like to talk about it, but it did a lot of different things to me.
That's how you learn Japanese?
Yeah. From Papa.
Was it subtitled?
It was not.
Oh, boy.
Not even during emergencies. That was weird. Okay, moving on. I thought the opening was decent. Yoasobi was familiar to me, but I don't know who
that
is.
It was cute.
I forgot to Google it.
The opening sounded futuristic, but the show is not futuristic.
Yeah, it didn't really give me... Because, like, the soundtrack nails it. It's very, like, Lord of the Ringsy, like, and I'm glad you're with me, Sam, type vibes. But, yeah, the opening does not feel like that. Yoasobi is a Japanese super duo formed in 2019. I'm trying to figure out what else. Oh, they did the Oshinoko opening. They did a Witch from Mercury Gundam opening. They did a Beastars opening. Holy shit. These guys are rolling in the dough.
All these rich, rich anime people.
Oh, and they rose to prominence during the COVID-19 pandemic in Japan. So they are...
I'm familiar with that pandemic.
They're a COVID thing, as far as I'm concerned. It's almost like some good things came out of the pandemic, you know?
You gotta hand it to the pandemic.
You gotta hand it to them sometimes.
Would these things have happened anyway, though? They would. Probably would have.
No. No, I think this guy started this manga... Like, he had only thought of making this a week before he actually released it. There was no run-up to it at all. He never played with this idea in 2019. So, yeah, the premise that I read was something like, a journey is ending, and she's thinking about that, but she's starting a new journey. And I was like, I don't think I'm going to care about this show, but people really like it.
Did you care about the show?
I did end up caring about the show.
It took me a couple of episodes to care.
I was like, I like it. And then there's a thing in episode 3 where I was like, all right, you're smart. I like you.
Episode 3 got
you.
Me.
Got me.
Yeah. I was like, fine. I was already interested.
I was on board by episode 2.
That's good.
Okay. What do you think of that?
I think you're advanced.
Good for you, Miles.
Thank you.
How does it start, Jackie?
Okay, so...
It starts with a map.
A map? Oh, I wrote down, it starts on a cart like Skyrim. That's what I wrote down.
Oh, it does?
Like they're on a cart. I don't know.
How does Skyrim say, is it, you're awake? Or does he say, oh good, you're awake?
I don't really remember. But that's the one where you start on a cart and you're, I don't know, there's other people there and you're seeing stuff. I think you get wheeled to be executed. Is that Skyrim?
I think so, but I'm pretty sure the guy says, oh, you're awake when you wake up.
Maybe Skyrim is the one where you start in a jail.
No, I think you start on the cart.
Okay.
I think you're right.
Okay.
The one before that is the one where you start in the jail.
Oblivion?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is there any, I'm sorry, am I crazy for saying that Morrowind or whatever, one of these Elder Scrolls should have you start in line at Target or something? Something I can relate to?
online at the grocery store.
Excuse me, you have too many items in your cart.
What was the map thing, Miles? I don't remember the map.
It's like a classic fantasy story. They show you the map of the world.
Oh, you're right. There's like a...
Like Tolkien.
Yeah. I was like, this is Lord of the Rings anime.
Yeah, or Game of Thrones.
They have just finished a adventure, and they are being celebrated for defeating the...
The Demon King?
The Demon King.
Demon King, yeah.
And there's like...
Yeah,
there's...
He was actually a good guy.
What? You don't think that's a fair title?
he gets a bad rap.
Well, we don't really know his side yet. You know, maybe we'll hear him out. Everybody's celebrating them for defeating the Demon King, and there's like a little parade for them and stuff. And they're like, they're gonna erect a statue of us in the plaza. And so yeah, there's a couple of them. There is Frieren the Mage,
who's an elf.
She's an elf. There is Himmel. What is he? A human?
I think he's a human.
Yeah, Himmel the human. What's his power? Like, what's his type?
He's a sword. Guy.
Oh, he's like
he's the hero.
He's the hero. There's a dwarf who I don't know what his thing is.
He's the warrior.
The warrior. And then there's the priest who I guess is a healer who is an alcoholic.
Yeah. He has a problem.
Like, they play it to be cute, but I'm like, you, that doesn't seem good for you.
To be fair, he does die.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The show, I mean, he dies pretty old, though. It's not like the alcohol didn't really cut him off that early.
Alcohol preserves things.
Is that what you tell yourself?
Yeah, like, what does it preserve? Pickles? I think you keep pickles in alcohol.
I don't think that's true.
No?
No. Because then you would get drunk if you ate one. Right?
Let's see. What does it preserve?
Keep it in brine.
It preserves your good spirits.
Okay. Jackie, you should think of the next thing you want to say.
So they were together for 10 years on an adventure together. And they're like, yeah, I'll look back at those 10 years very fondly. And, you know, we really got to spend time together and stuff. And she's like, 10 years is like a blip in my life. It's like not important to me but it's just like.
Have they said how long these elves live?
I don't know. Long
Could
time.
Could be forever.
Though. Wow.
Yeah, they age very slowly. We haven't seen her age yet, and it's been like 80 years.
Mm-hmm.
She looks great.
Yeah. So they're she's like, oh, I'm going to go back on another adventure because she's still like. She's like, I'm still young. I can still go on adventure. And they're like, we're getting kind of old. There's a meteor shower. And they're like, this starts an era of peace. And she's like, well, I'll meet up with you guys in 50 years and we'll find a better spot to watch the meteor shower.
Yeah, because the meteors come every 50 years.
Yeah. So in 50 years later, she meets up with everyone again. I didn't take super detailed notes, but she like finds everybody. And then...
Himmel is super old and he's bald and he just has a huge beard. Like he goes from a blue hair, mushroom cut boy,
a cutie pie,
to being like the Monopoly man kind of.
I think he's still cute when he's old though.
In a different way though.
Yeah.
And he seems to have gotten shorter, but I guess old people do that.
He is short, yeah.
That's what happens because your bones turn into jelly.
So yeah, they're all old except the dwarf. The dwarf, he's a little old. He's older, but he's not like...
You can't see it.
You can't really tell that he's aged much, but he has.
He uses Just for Men on his beard.
Oh, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
His design is weird to me. Either he has no nose, or his mustache is like being pressed from the front part of his helmet above his nose. It's weird. Like he's just eyes, then a beard and mustache.
He's cute.
She's like, all right, let's go to the spot. It's about a week's walk from here. And they're all like, we're old as fuck. Don't make us do this. But they do it. And they watch the meteors from like a lake. And it's really pretty.
Don't make old people walk a week.
A whole week.
A long walk.
But maybe they took it easy. Maybe she didn't expect them to do crazy pace. And walking is good for you. But Himmel dies shortly after that. So maybe that's what killed him.
He was so bald with such a big beard. He had to be old as hell.
Himmel?
Yeah, that's true.
But how old was he in the 50 years ago?
Well, they journeyed for 10 years. You probably don't let someone out to journey until they're at least 16. So I think he's probably 76, and that is a fair age to die, I think.
It's not that old.
Should
to die,
a walk
though.
Kill you? No. But yeah. this was in sort of old times. They didn't
have
shit.
Yeah, maybe he got tuberculosis.
He didn't have his health insurance didn't cover magic help.
Yeah. Bad health insurance in this universe.
Yeah, you need.
You know what else sucks about this universe?
What?
What's that?
There's no rolling luggage.
What gives you that impression?
Well, she has to carry around that briefcase everywhere. She should just slap some wheels on there.
Yeah.
For all the walking she does, you gotta have some rolling luggage.
Yeah, I think that would make me not like this show if she was just rolling it around.
Why?
I don't know. I'd be like, this looks like the airport.
That's what she's going on long journeys.
But they're not really meant for like rugged going around stuff.
Or a backpack. She should wear a backpack.
Yeah.
A wagon.
Or have a little bindle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Anyway, she didn't think of any of these things. Instead, they go to a funeral. And she's sad about him dying, and she's kind of sad that she never really got to know him, even though they spent time together. And so she's like, I want to collect more spells and learn about humans, learn more about humans. She asks the dwarf to come with her, but he's like, no, I'm too old. You go ahead. And then 20 years after that, she meets up with the priest. I don't have his name written down. Do you guys know the priest's name?
Heiter.
She meets up with him. I forget why she goes to find him.
She's looking for a special ingredient that he has, that she remembers that he has from their adventures.
Okay. She feels like she owes him for something, and he's like, okay, well, you can train this girl for me. First he asked her to take the girl, this purple-haired girl, Fern, on an adventure, but she's like, no, I don't want to do that because she'll die. Like, people always take on apprentices, and the mages, like, they just always die. They don't survive the adventures. They're not ready. And so he's like, okay, then I have another favor. Can you just train her while you stay here? And, oh, right, she's helping him with, decoding a spell to, like, make him live forever.
It's like it's a book about spells that have to do with that stuff, but he's hoping that there is a immortality or life extending spell in there.
He's hoping that.
Yes.
But he dies anyway.
Well, and it turns out there was no spell.
Yes. Oh, really? Okay.
Because she's like, hey, that wasn't in there. And he's like, oh, dang. And then she's like, did you know that already? And he's like, yes, because you were training Fern to learn magic while, like, working on the research at the same time. Now she's able to go on a journey with you as I die.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He doesn't quite say
that. And I think he says, like, the person who wrote the tome would have used, if there was a resurrection or immortality spell in there, would have used it on himself.
Yeah, that's right. Ewig or something? Yeah. Somebody Ewig would have used it. But I guess everyone knows that guy died at 68 or something. I don't know. 76, a good age to move on.
Yeah. So what happened after that?
Well, this whole time Fern is trying to punch a hole in a rock with her spell.
She takes, by the way, like about 5 years to do this, to decode. So she's training her over 5 years. But yeah, Fern is trying to magic a hole in a rock. But at first, her magic doesn't reach it. And she trains and trains, and by the end, she does make a hole. And it's a giant boulder rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like a little rock. She makes a big hole in it, too.
Yeah, this is no Arkansas. This ain't no little rock.
Mm.
You get it?
Pretty good.
Thanks.
Right. Episode 2 is when he dies and stuff. Episode 2 is she trains Fern. Fern is getting older. Fern is studying really hard. Heiter dies. Oh, no, he doesn't. Well, he collapses first, then he's like in bed.
He's in bed, and at one point, he tries to say, like, okay, now take her and take the girl and leave and don't come back.
Yeah, she's at a level where she won't get in your way, so go ahead.
But then Freyren is like, are you trying to put on a brave face again? You just don't want people to see you pass away or whatever.
Yeah, she's like, you should be telling her goodbye and creating memories. But he dies, and the girl puts a hole in the rock, and at his grave, Firen is like pouring one out for him. Like, she's taking alcohol.
Yeah, she does. She pours
out
alcohol, and then she pours it on his headstone.
Yeah. Then what happens? I don't know. They start learning about flowers.
Oh, yeah, this is the flowers.
Yeah.
They're traveling more. And Jackie, I agreed with you, but you were like, how long is this episode? And we had to check
the
time, because their use of montages and passage of time, I think, makes things feel like really long. but it was only like the halfway point. In these montages, by the way, there's a point where they seem to have done like a hot springs episode together in the lore of the show. And it's funny because Heiter is standing in like a fundoshi, like that traditional Japanese underwear. And I just thought that was weird because it's like, I don't know. I guess that's like how the Japanese might think of a traditional vacation. But I'm like, this is like a medieval type of town. They all have German names. Why would he be wearing that? It's weird. That like ropey underwear. But yeah, then they, Fern and Frieren are traveling seemingly aimlessly as Frieren wants to gather different spells and ingredients and stuff. And they stumble upon a statue of Himmel in some lady's backyard, basically. And the lady like is like, oh yeah, this statue of Himmel. And there's a flashback of where he saved some kid from a giant beast. She's like, no one cares about the statue anymore. It's gotten rusty and no one cleans the weeds off it and stuff. Frieren does like clean it up. And Frieren is very serious. There's moments of humor here and there, but Frieren is very serious.
She is like, she's a little bit like autistic to me.
She's just not good. Yeah, she's not good with human feelings.
Yeah.
And relationships. But she's starting to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
She's like learning what us humans are like.
And she's starting to feel bad about not knowing Himmel very well. And this, it's just funny because the old lady is like, are you Frieren or something? Where she's like an elf with gray hair. And she just doesn't answer her. She just like cleans up the statue. And then I think the lady may have mentioned flowers or something. And Frieren is like, no, we need to get, is it called blue moon weed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is this a type of ganja? Blue moon weed?
It's legal, baby.
They put a slice of orange on these flowers. Hey, do you get it?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't drink. Moving on. So she wants to get blue moon weed because Himmel mentioned them once in passing. It's weird. She's like, I need to get to know humans better. But it seems like she did pick up on stuff that he said.
She just wants to get to know him, though.
Can't know Himmel. Him. So they like look around for a while and Fern gets impatient, which is fair. Fern is human and she's been aging while this elf can take year-long searches for a fucking flower.
I think it's 6 months that they end up looking.
Yeah. And Fern visits the woman who lives near these woods where the statue is. And I thought she was going to be like, can you just tell Frieren to chill out or whatever? She just kind of like vents to the lady. And the lady's like, well, Frieren will understand. She's very mature. So just tell her. And it seems that Fern does tell her. What are you going to say?
But she also says that Frieren probably has a very different point of view about time.
Yeah. Yeah. Especially when you're 16, you don't want to fucking look through the woods for a flower.
Yeah.
I was thinking about, like, that's one of the nice things about video games is you could just kind of walk around. And I wonder if that's what I would do if I had infinite time.
You just walk around?
Yeah. Because it'd be sad to have a family and then, like, outlive them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I'd just be a weird loner walking around.
In video games and TV shows, though, it's way easier to just, like, walk up to people and talk to them or, like, walk in their house or in their yard and just inspect stuff. In real life, you can't really do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, people you talk to would just be guarded or maybe even weird. You know, maybe they're too friendly and talkative. And then you start sweating when you're like, oh man, I have to leave. This sucks. Life, huh? Yeah, so they eventually, they don't, well, it's funny. Fern, like, expresses how she feels about they're wasting time and she can't, we don't know because they do it in this thing where it's like a montage and they don't show her talking. They don't play the audio for us to save us time, thankfully. They respect our time. And Frieren is like, thank you for telling me. We're only going to search a little bit longer. And Fern's like, how many years is that? And she's like, soon. Or something. She doesn't tell her. And then they're back somehow at this lady's place. And there's these squirrels. They're apparently not squirrels. They are seed rats.
Yeah.
And Fern is trying to steal them. She's trying to take them. And Freeren does a very, like, older sister or motherly thing where she's like, you're hiding something. I'm not going to be mad. Just show it to me. And then they, like, take the seed rats outside together. The seed rats take... Oh, right. Because when Fern was alone with the old lady, she's like, here are some seeds that are, like, a similar flower. See if you can ask Freeren to just plant these instead. But they let the seed rats take that bag, and they run away with it, and they find where the rats have hidden all of their seeds. And on the roof,
a spell to track their footsteps.
Yes. I was wondering. I was like, wow, these rats have such cool footsteps. But yeah, it's a spell.
Maybe they just have blue footsteps.
They follow it up to the top of an abandoned spire, and there is a bunch of blue moonweed, and it is beautiful.
It is.
I mean, the anime pretty much tells us it's beautiful. But I was like, yeah.
It's nice.
And then... This is all because Freeren can't just make flowers spawn if she's never seen them for real. So just her seeing them, she's able to go. She makes a big field of flowers around the statue of Himmel, and then she makes a flower crown and puts it on his head. And the old lady says it is cute. And then they move on? Is that the end of the episode?
I think so.
Yeah.
And then episode 3 has two stupid things in it.
Okay.
I bet you guys know what one of them is. I don't know if you guys saw the two things in the show that I thought were stupid.
I don't know.
Maybe we'll get to it. Jackie, okay. What happens in this episode, or how does it start?
This is 27 years after the death of Himmel.
Yeah, they're using that as like their time passage indicator.
They're somewhere and they're like, okay, we need to do some shopping. So Freeren... I was like, I'm going to go buy some stuff. And Fern is like, let me go follow her because she likes to buy a bunch of shit that we don't actually need. So let me make sure. Let me see what she's buying. And so Freeren stops at an accessory store. And then later she starts looking for sweets.
Yeah, and it's playing jaunty music this whole time to let you know this is a silly side situation.
Yeah, and Fern is watching her the whole time. And she... stops at like a tavern.
She asks,
and there's
someone
some
like
rough dudes, and they're like, oh, I know all about the sweets.
It's funny though, because yeah, she goes there on someone's recommendation, and it's like a bunch of scary looking punks in a bar, and she's like, Fern watches her, goes in and goes like, why would you ask about desserts here? But Freeman asks, and one of the guys is like, oh, you think we would know something about sweet desserts? And you think that she's about to have a moment to like blow this guy away with magic, but instead he's like, of course we would know something about where to get sweet desserts. And I liked that. It was a silly bit of misdirection. But it was funny. And then Fern sees Freeren go back to their tavern or whatever they're staying.
Yeah.
Their hotel, their Doubletree.
Mm-hmm.
Skip the cookies at a Doubletree, by the way, I would say. I don't know. I had an allergic reaction once, and my lips turned red, and they hurt.
Is it because they're, like, sitting out?
I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe that's what it was. It was some fly shit that was on my cookie. Anyway.
Then she shares the sweets with her.
Yeah, or she's like, okay, we're done for today. And then she's like, do you want to get something sweet? And they go to wherever the restaurant is. I don't remember if they show us that. And they...
It's like a nice patio, like overlooking the city. It's nice. And the desserts looked good.
Yeah, and they take turns apologizing to each other for having misjudged them or something, because... Fern doesn't explain, but she apologizes because she was following Frieren, thinking like she's just gonna fucking walk around and ask if anyone has seeds or something. But instead, she like looked for a nice place for them to eat and hang out. And Frieren apologizes to Fern because I forget.
Because she didn't really get to know her, but she tried to get to know her. And Fern is like, just the fact that you tried to get to know me is, I'm happy of that.
Yeah. And Frieren gives Fern a tiara or necklace. What is it?
It's a little hair, like a hair brooch. Like a little
it looks
hair,
huge.
Little mm-hmm. hair pin. Yeah, she's wearing it. She's wearing it in the next scene, Mark. It's like a pin. It's like to pin her hair.
Okay. I had to watch this while working.
Okay.
So.
I'm going to tell your boss.
So you didn't get your work done.
Well, it seems like in some ways I didn't watch this with the best eyes. In other ways, I don't always work that hard in the late part of the day.
Yeah, when you try to multitask, most of the time you do both things bad.
Yeah.
That's how that works.
My standards for like the things that I do is never like you have to do it 100%. Most things that I do, I'm like, nah, it's fine. You know?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. There's a few visual things in three that I may have overlooked.
It was her birthday. She gives her the gift and she's like, oh, yeah, as a matter of fact, it's my birthday. It's like, what, you didn't realize it was your birthday? And you spent your birthday just tailing her? Like, what?
Yeah, but I do have to believe that Frieren didn't actually know it was her birthday.
Yeah, no way.
Because she's like, I'm sorry, I haven't really gotten to know you. But she doesn't strike me as the type to say that and accidentally get it right or like to intentionally. You know what I mean?
Oh, I thought that's why she did this whole thing, because it's her birthday.
Oh, that makes sense, too. Yeah, I guess she's been with her for years. That's a way to know someone's birthday. You don't have to ask them everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that is what she did.
Okay.
And so maybe that's why Fern also, or she already apologized, thinking that she missed.
I know why, but it's sad that she's lived this long and she's still tight on money, you know? You'd think you'd have enough time to save up something. But I think she just gets spells instead of money for the various tasks she does.
Yeah, it seems like she does a lot of trading. But that's the thing. If she really wanted money, she would go to like the head of the town and be like, I am famous, powerful elf. What will you give me if I do thing? Yeah. And then the next thing you know, you're being asked to like go murder a goblin family and they're not even really that evil. You know? Sometimes it's better to just stick to the lakes and rivers that you're used to. You know?
Yeah, great song.
I don't know if they, because she's, didn't they say like they got like a terrible like first payment from the king when they went out on their original journey?
The king gave them like a pittance basically in exchange for them going on this adventure. And then when they came back, he made a big deal of them. Maybe they got a bunch of money when they came home. Who knows?
Yeah, that's what I was hoping. Because on the way back, they were like, in the first episode, the original foursome was like, well, we got to get jobs. And I was like, are you kidding? You're getting a fucking parade and statue and they're going to make you go to work? I guess there's no
messed
like,
up.
There's no like TV to like keep milking your celebrity appearances.
Mm. Yeah.
That sucks.
They would become influencers now.
Yeah. Is there a pun with influencer? I don't have it. Let's move on.
Anyway, so then what happens? They go to fight a demon, a big demon monster.
Right. Because, I think Frieren reiterates that she's like, yeah, and I want to stop by some places that we visited when we were on our adventure. And they just walk into town. And she's like, I have some questions for you guys. And some of the humans are like, is that an elf? And I was like, oh man, these people hate elves. But instead he's like, are you Frieren? And she's like, yeah. And he's like, okay, yeah. Because Himmel used to come by here every year. And we would talk about how the seal, S-E-A-L, the seal on Qual, I think his name is.
Yeah.
This big
Qual.
big evil monster. It's deteriorating and we were worried about it. But he said that you were horrible for not visiting us, but he knows that you won't let the seal expire. And she was there, I don't know if it was the nick of time, but it seems like it was close to being 80 years. I guess we know it's 76 years, right?
Said, I thought it said 80 years. How do we know it's 76?
He's been asleep 80 years.
Okay.
I think they say that.
Okay, so maybe, they, on year four is when they sealed him. Mm-hmm. Anyway, yeah, so she's like, yeah, I'm here to unseal him and defeat him. And that worried me, because I was like, well, you've just got this, like, trainee, this apprentice with you, and this is this big, horrible, huge monster.
Yeah, she was like, this guy was really hard, and that's why we sealed him instead of just defeating him.
Yeah, we couldn't defeat him, so we had to.
Yeah, but then, you know, technology changed, basically.
Yeah, because she, what they do is they build up his spell and they show that it can defeat defensive spells and stuff. And that's mostly what Fern has been learning this whole time, is how to put like a shield barrier in front of yourself. There's some training scenes of that as well.
Yeah.
And they show us a spell that penetrates through all of that. And it even goes through armor and stuff. And you're like, what? What is Fern going to be able to do? And you couldn't defeat it with three other people. But then Frieren explains that his power, his ultimate damaging magic spell called Zoltrak, which sounds like someone who'd be on Space Ghost.
Yeah.
Sounds like workout equipment.
Zoltrak. Oh, yeah. It wouldn't be a Nordic track. It's a Zoltrak.
Yeah.
She says that it was so powerful that all of the world's mages, the mage universities and stuff, started studying it, and they were able to come up with better defenses against it. They learned how to use it themselves, and at a certain point, she explains most of this, I think. When he first fires Zoltrak, she tells Fern.
But she kind of tells him all this.
Right, yeah, because
he tells him directly, and that's how he figures out, like, oh, then it must use a lot of mana.
Right, yeah, because Fern puts up a basic defensive barrier, and she's able to fend off the Zoltrak beam, and this is where Frieren explains, like, yeah, that felt like bog standard offensive magic, because that's all that is now. We know all about Zoltrak and stuff, and that's just what our base defenses are for. And yeah, then Qual is like, well, that must use a lot of mana, so I'm going to do something different.
He's just going to spam it.
He just, like, instead of a concentrated direct beam, he, like, shoots it a bunch of different ways to try and hit from all angles.
Mm-hmm.
And Fern adapts. Meanwhile, Frieren jumps into the air, and Qual notices this, and she says Zoltrak and fires a beam at him, and he disintegrates. So they won.
Yay.
It was pretty cool.
I liked it too, because I liked that they turned it into a science and technology insight.
I liked that. Yeah, that's kind of what sold me on this, I think.
Yeah, I liked.
And the way she remembered that the seal was going to expire was she put a reminder in her iPhone.
No, that didn't happen.
It didn't?
No. I mean, I was working, as I said, so maybe I looked away and missed the elf iPhone.
You missed when Siri was like, reminder.
That would suck if you're just an on-foot adventurer, you know? You can't just take a helicopter somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like it, and it gives a sense of scope to it, you know what I mean? Because they pitch this guy as being this huge baddie, and you're like, yeah, but magic is a learnable evolutionary thing, and now that's like, who gives a shit? That magic sucks now. Because otherwise, there's a lot of different solutions you could do for, like, someone who's big and evil with a big magic spell. It's like, we could recruit more people, and then all of our magic together would be enough.
Yeah, well, and the thing that
we
thing that I like about that idea, too, is, like, I mean, she's been around for a long time, but she has to continuously, like, be up to date with, like, the latest stuff, you know? Because if she was still doing the same spells she was doing 100 years ago, she wouldn't be very powerful.
Yeah.
So I like that she has to stay current.
Keeps her on the edge. the cutting edge. Here are the two things that I think are stupid in this episode.
Okay.
It's such a trope that Fern is like, yeah, I'm finally your same height. I'm 16. I'm like your older sister. And we get an under shot that shows how big Fern's tits are. And Frieren is like, older sister. And she pats her own chest and goes, well, it's not our different diets. We eat the same thing. So it's just this, like, the boob envy thing is like such a trope.
Mm.
Like a flat-chested girl being like, oh, my chest is so flat. I don't have any titties around. Maybe that's how all smaller-breasted ladies feel. I don't know. But when I see it in anime, I'm like, this is just an excuse to think about tits. and the other one was when, after they kill Qual, they go to the town and, like, the guy that they talk to, she's like, I recognize you and your stupid hat. You were that kid who flipped my skirt up.
Mm.
And there's a flashback of a kid going like, wee, and flipping her skirt. And then Himmel, the hero, threatens to beat the kid up because he's like, you saw what I've been wanting to see this whole time. It was like, that's so dumb. In real life, you would not yell at that stuff. You would just care way too much about the kid flipping up the skirt. But you wouldn't yell out loud like, I want to see her underwear. You wouldn't do that. That's stupid.
Yeah.
So it just, it felt very, again, tropey, but also like,
it's played for laughs.
It's stupid.
You're right, Mark. That was stupid.
I'm sorry to, what the fuck is his name? Yamada-san? Yamada-sensei?
Who's that?
But I didn't like this. Maybe they added it for the anime. I don't know. He's the mangaka.
Okay.
I thought this was a very sweet show, though.
Yeah, I liked it.
It's a thinker. It makes me think about my life.
Why?
Because I wasn't thinking. Just like, I don't know. Just like she lives on this long time scale, and the way she makes the most of it is just very different from the way humans make the most of their life. And
okay.
I don't know. It just made me think of like, what would I do if I had more time?
And she also constantly has to interact with people, especially like with Fern, who are younger and don't have the perspective that she does.
It's also cool that she has to interact with people that like she met a long time ago and like, wow, I remember you. Like, you know, but they're different. That's kind of cool.
Do you think there's elves that just like, that are like, I got really into tennis for 100 years. I just wasted a lot of time and I never got good at it.
Yeah.
You know, or I once zoned out for 5 years.
That's the other thing. She just has, like, the patience to say, like, okay, I can't beat this guy now, but give it 80 years and I can house him.
Yeah. I'll unfreeze him when I can defeat him.
Yeah, I thought at first they were just going to unfreeze him and then refreeze him. Mm. And I was like, that'd be funny. If he just went, wait, what's going on? Ah!
I liked it when he woke up and they were like, oh, your boss is dead. And he was like, oh.
Yeah, he didn't have a huge reaction to that. He wasn't, he didn't cry or like, a what? He's like, oh.
Why did he still want to fight? You know?
Well, I think
he's just an asshole.
I think he said he wants revenge. I think he's like, well, then this is retribution or something. And then he fired his big death beam.
He just wanted to fight. Because they froze him in the middle of a fight. So like, he probably woke up and was still in a fighty mood.
Yeah.
Well, he does ask, like, how long has it been? Because I think he knows that some time has passed, but he doesn't really have a whole understanding of that. But yeah, this show is cool. I'm open to watching more.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
Gets a maybe from Jackie.
I wouldn't be against watching more of it.
You're not against it.
It's cute. It's just not like, oh my God, I really want to know what happens next. So like, I can kind of take or leave what happened. Because I think we don't really know what the big plot is, you know? It seems like she's just doing little missions right now.
It would be interesting, though. That's the thing, is even if they are like, there is another great threat to our survival or whatever, I feel like this is almost a high concept show of like, what if you had someone who had been there before. And there are themes like, wanting to get to, like, I don't know. I guess you could still apply her unique outlook in a cool and interesting way if it does become like another journey to defeat an evil thing.
Yeah.
But maybe it won't be that. Maybe it'll just be about getting to know people in a time of relative peace. And I have seen from promotional art there are other people that will join their party.
Mm. Oh, nice. I just think, like, it's nice to follow this person around and as she learns about humanity. I want to learn about humanity as well.
You know almost nothing of humanity, right?
Yeah, I know little of your ways.
You don't stop to get to know people.
No. No, okay. Not at all. Even when I journey with them for 10 years, like, the deepest I get is, like, what do you do? Where'd you grow up? And then I don't really ask that much more.
Yeah. Do you yearn for a dry heat, or do you enjoy the cold?
You're asking me, or are these questions that I...
I'm asking you. I've never gotten to know this about you.
I don't think I yearn for the cold.
You know, so you could live in California or Florida?
I could, but I wouldn't.
Okay. Yeah, I think this is overrated. I don't know why people get to know each other. This has been boring.
You gotta ask, like, what's your favorite anime girl or something? Like, those are the questions.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I like that one robot from Pluto whose husband died.
Oh, she's cool.
She's really sexy.
The whole living for a long time thing just reminds me of vampires, and I've seen a lot of vampire media, so it doesn't really grab me that much, I guess.
All right. Well, yeah, I could see that, but it's not super novel. But I don't know. I liked how it was applied here.
But it also kind of makes me feel like I'm watching it feeling like, well, what does it matter if, like, you know, this person's just, like, all the people she's talking to are just going to die and she's going to go on another adventure. You know, like, what does any of it matter? What she's doing?
Well,
what does any of it matter?
I think that will be the thing, is that she's going to have to think, I need to get to know people on this next adventure. And then what will that look like? Maybe it'll be an adventure anime where we give a shit about the characters.
I think she should become a writer and she should tell all these people's stories. She should record it.
Maybe that's what we're seeing.
I think that's what she should do.
We're seeing her stories.
Do you think she's real? Do you think that the author is, I don't know.
Boy, I hope so.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
What? Yeah. I don't have anything else to say. I give this a 76 out of 80 years. That's how I feel.
I give it infinity out of infinity years.
You can't do that.
They must die at some point, though. You gotta have an end. You gotta have an end.
What if they live so long the Earth explodes under them and then they're just floating in space? That's so sad.
Maybe it's not, though. Maybe they're just like, huh, interesting.
They're like, well, a new planet will swing around.
Yeah.
We'll try and get on fucking Jupiter or something.
Hey, what are we watching next week? Anything?
I don't know. I don't think I know. I think we could just default back and watch more Paranoia Agent. We could watch more of this. You know, if we want to try to be consistent, I think we should do one of those things. We could watch 80 more episodes of Gundam Zeta.
I would watch more of this, or more of Paranoia Agent, or start Witch for Mercury.
Oh, yeah. We could do that, but...
I think let's do Paranoia Agent, because maybe we can finish it.
Yeah, maybe we could actually finish it.
All right.
Next week, we are going to talk about more Paranoia Agent. We will be talking about 7, 8, and 9 of Paranoia Agent, which I think is on Crunchyroll.
How many episodes is that show?
I think 80? No, it's not.
I think it's 12.
Is it just a 12-er? Mm-hmm. We can finish this shit.
Not next week, though.
Not next week. I ain't doing that. All right. Until then, remember, 1 week, it's really not a long time to wait.
Jetzt bien.
We'll talk to you then. Good night. Goodbye.
Bye.
See you later.